waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
So I've been explaining for a while here what I think of this meeting between Kim Jong-un and the president in Singapore. To me, it's Donald Trump putting together a letter of intent. That was the signed agreement put forth, a letter of intent, something that he's very familiar with as a businessman, because you memorialize the basic big picture principles of what you believe you're heading toward. And then you start talking about the hard part of putting together a final contract of, okay, here's the big picture. We want better relations between North Korea and the United States. We want to get rid of nuclear weapons. We want to bring back the remains of those lost by American military forces during the war in 1950, 51, 2, and 3. And then you go through the hard work of negotiating those points. Joining me now, Daryl Kimball, an executive director at the Arms Control Association, to discuss in further details. Daryl, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. So I look at it as a letter of intent. And, you know, Donald Trump knows full well that when you build a big hotel or something, you know, you have stops and starts and, you know, you have challenges that you face. That's why I think he's uniquely qualified to take on this sort of a negotiation. This is a big negotiation. He has experience in big negotiations. And I'm hopeful that he can follow through. And you agree that this is just the beginning. Now comes hard diplomacy, correct?
Yes. I mean, I think this summit communique, letter of intent is a good description of it. It's a minimal basis for what's going to have to happen next. And I think it's actually Secretary Pompeo and the North Korean foreign minister that, you know, need to take the next steps, which are working level meetings to hammer out the nitty-gritty details of what North Korea is going to do to begin the process of denuclearization, what the United States is going to do, what concrete steps to change the relationship. Are we going to start formal negotiations on a peace treaty to formally end the war? So the hard part is going to begin, and I think we have to realize that the process of denuclearizing in North Korea is going to be a years-long process. I mean, this country at this point, they've been working on nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles for decades. They have hundreds of buildings, dozens of sites, probably 10 to 50 nuclear warheads, nuclear testing site. This is tough work to verifiably dismantle and remove this material. And it's not going to come easy because the North Koreans are not going to give it up overnight.
It's going to be a little tougher.
They're going to want an action for action process. So, yeah,
let me ask you this, because this is important. Donald Trump mentioned that 20% of removal, 20% of destruction or shutting down the nuclear program, basically there's a point of no return in there, whereas at some point you start pulling out, you know, nuclear material, or you start dismantling the missiles or whatever it may be. He was not specific on this point, but I'm just trying to ask you if that rang true somewhere, that if you get to a certain point in the dismantling process, is there a point of no return where you can't go backwards and basically reconstitute the nuclear program?
Well, I really wouldn't agree with that. I mean, nothing, frankly, is irreversible. I mean, North Korea has the knowledge to make nuclear weapons. They have the means. What we can do is we can remove the means to reconstitute the program, the means to produce more material, plutonium, highly enriched uranium. We can remove the missiles, but you know, they could reconstitute, they could hide something. I mean, we can't be 100% certain at the end of this process they haven't hidden away a handful of nuclear bombs. But, you know, I think we have to see this as, you know, what is success? Success is moving steadily in the right direction, in the direction of complete and verifiable denuclearization and easing tensions. We may not get there with 100% certainty in the end, but the further away we can get from, you know, fire and fury threats and North Korean nuclear and ballistic missile testing and the threat of a catastrophic war on the Korean Peninsula, the better.
Well, clearly the rhetoric and the maximum sanctions and the ability to move forward has worked. I mean, look at what happened here. Donald Trump, along with the direction of the leadership, I should say, of Nikki Haley, was able to get two 15-0 votes in the Security Council, something that hasn't happened in a generation. From there, he was able to get President Xi Jinping of China to sign on to impose sanctions as well. Then to go and meet with Kim Jong-un. Donald Trump has been able to accomplish some things that have been elusive to previous administrations if they were pursued at all. So I am hopeful that we are on the right track. And what are your thoughts?
Well, look, I think that, you know, the real breakthrough here was President Trump agreeing to meet with Kim Jong-un personally. That makes certain things possible. It means that in both countries, you can cut through the bureaucracy, you can set the direction and make things happen. I mean, I think that meeting should have happened in previous administrations. It might have helped accomplish a lot more. But, you know, in my view, I think the sanctions regime, which has been strengthened in the last year and a half, it has had an effect on limiting North Korea's access to strategic materials and hard currency, and that's been very important. But the North Koreans also have vastly improved their capabilities in the last year and a half. I mean, they conducted a 200-kiloton nuclear test explosion just last September. They proved that they have an intercontinental ballistic missile capability. So they went into this process very confident. They felt they could negotiate with the United States. So we have to be open-eyed about the situation. But I think we are in a better place today than we were a year ago. And, you know, I think the bottom line is the hard work really needs to begin and begin fast.
Darrell Kimball, good conversation. Good to have you here, Executive Director of the Arms Control Association. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
There you have it. When we come back here on the program, we'll have some sports. And then at the top of the hour, a former federal prosecutor to talk about the IG report and how he would handle it if he was the prosecutor in charge. It's all straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.